From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump met with the military personnel of Central Command Headquarters at MacDill Air Force Base in Tampa, Florida, Monday, vowing to defeat radical jihadists so they don't gain a foothold on U.S. soil.
We're up against an enemy that celebrates death and totally worships destruction. You've seen that. ISIS is on a campaign of genocide, committing atrocities across the world. Radical Islamic terrorists are determined to strike our homeland, as they did on 9/11, as they did from Boston to Orlando to San Bernardino, and all across Europe. You've seen what happened in Paris and Nice.
Mr. Trump's comments came as UN Chief Antonio Guterres released a report on Islamic State, saying the insurgency is on the defensive, but is adapting and moving away from conflict areas. Terrorism analyst Max Abrams of Northeastern University said he's long held the view the IS group's potency on the world stage would be short-lived.
My main empirical finding over the years is that the kind of violence that Islamic State has been producing is actually counterproductive, certainly in the long term.
The UN report warned the threat of attacks on airports and aircraft remains high. Hundreds of Nigerians took to the streets Monday calling for change in government amid a sputtering economy and the extended absence of President Muhammadu Buhari, who's seeking medical treatment in Britain. Hundreds took to the streets of Lagos holding signs. One read, "The unemployed are hungry and angry." The country has slipped into recession with inflation driving prices higher. Meanwhile, the country's vice president insisted Mr. Buhari is in good health and expected to return soon. This is VOA News.